This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. How can a rural family add value to their beef cattle production? Holy cow, here's an idea. What if they could market their grass-fed beef directly to consumers? Today we'll meet a family that is using their idea of direct marketing of grass-fed beef and sending their products across the nation. It's today's Kansas Profile. Michelle and Matt Kenny are the owners and founders of Holy Cow Market in Johnson City. In this case, Holy is spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. Michelle is from Rose Hill. She went to K-State. One day in the cafeteria at Mansile Residence Hall, she happened to visit with a fellow student whose name was Matt. They got to talking about the experiences they each had in 4-H. When she got back to her room, she told her roommate, "That guy is going to make someone a good husband someday." A few years later, she became the person for whom he was the good husband. Michelle earned her degree in international marketing. Matt got his degree in ag economics with an emphasis in animal science. Upon graduation, they moved to Matt's family farm in southwest Kansas. "We figured we would move back for a little bit," Canny said. 24 years later, they are still there. They have a teenager and two adult children. In 1885, Matt Canny's great-great-grandfather Henry Behrman took the train from Cincinnati, Ohio to Syracuse, Kansas. From there, he walked 25 miles south to where he built a dugout on his homestead. Behrman tried raising traditional eastern U.S. crops, but found they didn't grow well in the high plains of Kansas. However, he found that grazing cattle did better. Matt Canny is now the fifth generation on the family farm and ranch. Matt and Michelle live in the house in which Matt was raised, which is next door to the original homestead. Michelle has learned the cattle business from the ground up. "When we started, I didn't know a heifer from a Hereford," she said. In the late 2010s, the Cannies were looking for a way to add value to their products. Since they didn't have irrigation, they couldn't raise a lot of corn to feed to their cattle, so they decided to fatten them on grass. "We put a sign out by the highway that said, 'Grass-fed beef for sale,'" Canny said. "We found that people were interested." Cannies finished their cattle on open pastures. "We never use antibiotics or hormones," she said. Their goal was to produce a wholesome product, so they named it Holy Cow. They started taking their beef to farmers' markets and joined the Kansas Department of Agriculture's From the Land of Kansas program. They also refined their process for raising grass-fed beef. They purchased cattle with genetics that were better suited for finishing on grass, found that dry aging of their meat wasn't necessary, and learned which grasses resulted in the best flavor of the beef. In 2021, they acquired the local restaurant, now called Holy Cow Market Cafe. It offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and features a historic operating soda fountain along with other Kansas-made products for sale. They also offer their pasture-raised chicken and even salmon from friends who make a regular fishing trip to Alaska. "When people bite into our burgers, they will say, 'Holy cow,'" Canny said. Steaks, burgers, and open-face hot beef sandwich are popular. Holy Cow products are available at the Holy Cow Market, at a Wichita retail location, and online at www.holycowmarket.com. That's W-H-O-L-L-Y, cowmarket.com. They've shipped products from New York to California. That's impressive for a business located in the rural community of Johnson City, population 1,334 people. Now that's rural. Canny continues to add value to their products. "We're converting our restaurant to use beef tallow, and I'm developing a new skincare line from our beef products," Canny said. "We'll offer a beard balm and a skin lotion we call Ranch Hands," she said. How can a family use the products from a whole cow and add value to their production? Matt and Michelle Canny are making a difference with their innovation and diversification in the beef industry while shipping products coast to coast. Holy cow! For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.